And it's a good day that God loves you, and so do we. It's so full of all kind of good little cliches this morning to wake us up and let us know that God is in the house today, as they say. Well, our announcements are few, but they're good. This is coming up in October. Will Graham, which is the grandson of Billy Graham, is coming to Florida, and they're doing a revival in Tallahassee, which they'll do it at the Tallahassee Automobile Museum with a big tent, like they used to do years ago. And by the way, the Tallahassee Museum, if you all are going to miss the flea market that's closing down here, that is going to be also down at the Tallahassee Automobile Museum. And they're going to have some of the vendors inside, so it will be air-conditioned, some of them outside. They also have a church down there that has been meeting. It's a very good community outreach thing. That whole family that owns that down there is really super people. In fact, one of them was related to when we had wasn't the Gans, it was the other guy.
Tom Page.
And yeah, it's his wife. I don't know. Anyhow, they're good people down there. So if you like that flea market out there, it's not going away. It's just moving. Because after the storm, a couple of their buildings were destroyed out here, and they couldn't get them up the code. And that's why they were closing. So I think that's great. Anyhow, back to this. It's called the Good News Tour with Will Graham. Future events will be with live music and a message of hope. And this is what it says. Beginning this October, Will Graham will share the good news of Jesus Christ through a four-city tour in Florida. The evangelistic outreach depends on believers like you, and we want to partner with you in your church in proclaiming the gospel message. Each free event will feature live music by Jeremy Camp and the Christian DeClaro, and everybody is welcome. Please begin praying for this upcoming tour by visiting goodnewstour.com and find out how you can get involved. I think it's really wonderful that they're doing this. I was contacted by the association in May, I think, when they were first starting to put this together. And I signed it up. I haven't been able to go to any of the meetings yet because they're always on the time that we've got something like a doctor's appointment or something like that. But they keep in touch with me with emails and so forth like that. So we got Chart Conference coming up in October. So we'll be getting ready for that. October will be here soon. Don't seem possible that next week is August. Here we are. Any other announcements that you might have for the cause this morning? Joanne and Mark are in Arizona, and I don't know if they're going up into California before they return home or not, but they seem to be having a good time, although Mark is not able to connect with his family like he wanted to, but it happens sometimes. Broken families are hard to connect with, so but we keep them in prayer that it happens. Anybody else? Any other announcements? Good for the cause? Birthdays, any birthdays? Anniversaries.
Today is my daddy's 90th birthday.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Yeah. Any anniversaries?
Birthday is my
anything?
Dad's 110th birthday.
Who?
My dad's 110th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Dad's just got a text from Judy saying,
yes,
okay.
Oh, she passed?
Yeah.
Okay, Linda's the same sister that was in that one car accident out on Buck Lake Road a month ago. They've been working on her to try to get her in pretty good shape, but they had a lot of hope, a lot of things were working, and all of a sudden, Tuesday, I think it was, she took a turn for the worse. And they decided yesterday to take her off the life support. And so they weren't sure if she was going to make it through the night. So then she passed. So keep Linda these prayer beads. It's been rough on her and her family with her brother dying just last month. And then Judy had that accident. You know, she lost her sister. But the good news is no more tears, no more pain, no more suffering. And Judy was aware enough that yesterday she said she wanted to see a chaplain. And there was a chaplain that was supposed to come, and they didn't show up for some reason or another. And Ryan called Travis, and Travis called me, and I called him, and I was willing to go over. But Linda said, oh, no, I hate to see you drive over here. And I don't know what. Anyhow, the chaplain finally showed up, so that was a good thing. Well, we sing a song that's a combination song of birthdays and anniversaries. It's a really good song because it encompasses both in the same song. Thank you, Tina, for writing. Happy birthday.